I'm George Walker, and the Cardinal Stage Company is presenting O Lovely Glowworm by Glenn Berger. It's described as a piece of a stuffed goat facing an existential crisis. Our guests are two of the actors, Mike Price and Julia Coffey. The show opens on Friday the 22nd, plays Friday the 22nd and 23rd, and then the 27th through March 1st at the Buskirk Chumley Theater, with evening performances at 7:30 and Saturday matinees at 2. Thanks very much for coming in. Julia, you've said that it sounds weirder than it is.
Yes, I remember when Randy first gave me the script and had told me that it was narrated by a taxidermied goat, that it was going to be a very bizarre ride. But after reading it, I have to admit that it's a lot less bizarre than it seems.
Uh-huh.
It really works. You would never imagine, but it really does.
Now, we should ask, on the basis of what experiences in life you say things like this. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a guest here.
I'm from New York City, and I do mostly Shakespeare and the classics, a lot of Ibsen and Shaw, things of that sort. In fact, Randy directed me in Pygmalion a few summers ago, and I played Eliza Doolittle. So this is a bit of a stretch, not just because it's a modern piece, but also because it is the first time that I've ever played a mermaid.
Mike Price is familiar to many of the audience goers in Bloomington. He's coming back to us from Atlanta, to which he has sallied forth. Mike, who do you play in O Lovely Glowworm?
I play the young fellow McMahon.
And he chortled wisely. Could you go on a little bit more about this?
Well, in the show, I am living with my sweet mother, and I am hoping to become an inventor. I'm earnestly pursuing the dream of becoming a famous inventor.
A famous inventor.
Mm-hmm.
In O Lovely Glowworm, how do you get along with the mechanical goat?
The mechanical goat is my goat in the show, or seemingly so. And I have interactions with the goat. I hate to give it away, so I'll just say that...
He's your goat.
Yeah.
We're talking about the show O Lovely Glowworm that opens this week at the Buskirk Chumley Theater in a production of the Cardinal Stage Company. It's directed by Randy White. We probably should say a few things about Glenn Berger. Quite a career going, a person who's written a number of things. Perhaps right now the line that comes to mind is that he's working on the next Spider-Man.
With Julie Taymor and you too.
Wow.
That
yes.
is Spider-Man the musical.
Yes. He's actually working hand in hand with Bono. It's really amazing. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, Julia, you said that this is the first time you've ever played a mermaid.
And imagine that.
Well, we'd like to ask a little bit about how a goat and a mermaid get along.
Well, the goat and I never have any scenes together. Glenn has really put together a play about imagination, and he wrote the play because he wanted to write something for himself, he said. He just sat down to write something that really made him laugh without any sort of thoughts towards would it ever be produced. And he has written a wonderful play. The mermaid, the goat, there are two soldiers from World War I. There's a lot of fights. There's a lot of singing. And it all works. It's about love. It asks the great question of what are we doing here, which I think is an amazing feat to try and tackle. And it allows the audience to really put their imagination up there on stage with the actors.
We've been talking with Julia Coffey. She's visiting from New York. Mike Price, who's coming back visiting us from Atlanta. And, well, the goat isn't here, but the goat's actually visiting from the West Coast.
Correct.
O Lovely Glowworm opens this Friday, plays Friday and Saturday, and then Wednesday through Saturday, the 23rd through March 1st, in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. I'm George Walker.